Today we have the privilege of studying Yeshayahu Perek Mem Gimel, the 43rd chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. This chapter deals with three distinct themes. The first section of the chapter deals with the issue of God's support for Israel, and God's support for Israel demonstrating that God is the first creator and therefore the most powerful force in the world. In other words, through God's support for Israel and through the unexpected nature of God's support for Israel, one can see that God is in fact master of the world. And we will see how the Navi develops that theme. That goes from Pasuk 1 until Pasuk 13. The second theme in the Perek is from Pasuk 14 to Pasuk 15. It's a very brief idea, but it illustrates why is it that Koresh took over Bavel. And the argument is Koresh took over Bavel for the benefit of the Jewish people. In other words, the events that transpire are for the benefit of the Jewish people. Based on that theme, the Navi then goes to develop the last theme, which is from Pasuk 16 to the end of the chapter, in which he talks not about Koresh, but about earlier miracles which God has done. Recall the miracles at the Red Sea. Recall the miracles connected to the defeat of Sancheriv. Recall all of God's previous defeats of forces of empire in the world. Recognize that God's earlier defeats of these forces of empire demonstrate his power, and therefore you, people of Israel, ought to recognize God's power. The last psukim of the Perek are the beginning of the Haftarah for Parshat Vayikra, and when we get to them, we will discuss their significance. We begin now with the first psukim of the Perek, which illustrate the idea of God's control over the world, and more specifically, God's support for Am Yisrael. He is spoken of as not as the creator of the world, but as the creator of Am Yisrael. And this is the unit which goes from Pasuk 1 until Pasuk 13. Pasuk 1. Ve'ata, ko amar Hashem bor'acha, Yaakov, v'yotzercha Yisrael, al tira ki ge'alticha, karati v'shimcha, li'ata. So now, thus says Hashem, your creator, O Yaakov, your maker, O Yisrael, do not fear because I have redeemed you, I have called your name, you are mine. The idea of you are mine, I called your name. Again, this is Cyrus imagery. Israel is God's Cyrus. Israel is God's chosen. Pasuk bet. Ki ta'avor b'mayim itcha ani, uva neharot lo yishtefucha. Ki telech b'mo'esh lo tikave, v'lehava lo tiv'ar bach. When you walk through the water, I am with you. And the rivers shall not carry you away. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, and flames will not consume you. Pasuk Gimel, Ki ani Hashem Elokecha, Kedosh Yisrael Moshi'echa, Natati Chofrecha Mitzrayim, Kush Usva Tachtecha, because I am Hashem your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave your ransom to Egypt. The nations of Cush and Seva are subject to you. So here in Pasuk 3, the idea of God as Redeemer of Israel, the reference is made to God's having redeemed Israel from Egypt, but also to this future point at which faraway nations will be subject to Israel. Cush and Seva are nations respectively of the western shores of the Red Sea, and the eastern shores of the Red Sea, the southern part of the Red Sea, nations of what's today Sudan, Ethiopia region, Eritrea region, and well, that's Cush, and Seva in what's today the area around Yemen. These two areas, which are very far away from Eretz Israel, will be subject to the people of Israel. And that idea of Am Yisrael as the ruler of nations is taken up in Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Me'asher yakarta ve'einai nichbadeta va'ani ahavticha ve'eten adam tachtecha ul'umim tachat nafshecha. The mem with which Pasuk Dalet begins is the mem of comparison. More than you are valuable in my eyes, I have caused you to become honored. So literally it says here, nichbadeta, you are honored. But why are you honored? Va'ani ahavticha, because I love you. In other words, You've become honored more than your true worth because I love you. And I have placed people under you and nations beneath yourself. In other words, I've placed people under your control. Pasukei. Al tiraki itcha ani. Don't fear, because I am with you. Mimizrach avi zarecha umimaarav akabtecha. Don't fear, because I am with you. From the east I shall bring your descendants, and from the west I shall gather you. The idea of God gathering Am Yisrael from all corners of the world. This pasuk vav is quite famous. Omar latzafon teni ulteman al tichlai havi vanai merachok uvenotai mikzeh haaretz. I said to the north, give, and to the south, don't hold back. Safon and Teman here refer to north and south. Havi vanai merachok, bring my sons from afar, uvnotai mikzeh haaretz, my daughters from the edges of the earth. The emphasis here is on these being God's sons and God's daughters. The people of Israel who are being gathered are God's children, and for that sake, for that reason, he is singularly dedicated to them. Pasuk Zayin, Kol hanikra vishmi velichvodi beraativ yitzartiv af asitiv. Pasuk Zayin, all those who are called to my name, and for my own honor I have created them, I have made them, I have fashioned them. The emphasis here is on the aspect of people, of these people being created and being called for God's own honor. The idea that God is somehow personally, kivyachol, invested in the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael and in the fate of Am Yisrael. A point which he develops in the subsequent psukim. Now, how and what way does Am Yisrael's fate correspond in any way to God's honor, to God's reputation? Pasuk Chet through Yud illustrate the idea. Pasuk Chet. Hotzi am iver ve'inayim yesh ve'chershim ve'oznayim lamo. So God has taken a blind nation, and the reference here is the removal of the Am Yisrael from Galut, where they had no future and no vision. God has removed Am Yisrael from Galut, ve'inayim yesh, and given them eyes, ve'chershim, and they are deaf, ve'oznayim lamo, and he gives them ears. It's a particularly beautiful pasuk for a drasha. He has taken the nation out of exile, made the blind see, made the deaf hear. This idea ties very closely to the mentions of Eved Hashem, which are prevalent in these chapters, the mentions of the servant as deaf and as blind. Who is that servant? Clearly here it is Am Yisrael, who is here characterized in the Galut as blind and deaf, and yet at the time of Geulah, sighted and able to hear. Pasuk Tet, Kol hagoyim nikbitzu yachdav, v'ye asfu le'umim. Let all the nations gather together. Let all the peoples come. Mi vachem yagid zot, v'rishonot yashmi'unu? Yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku, v'yishmu'u, v'yomru emet. This is a critical point in this nevuah. The Navi here begins to explain what the fate of Am Yisrael has to do with the reputation of God. Mi vahem v'yagid zot? Who among the nations could have foretold this? This refers to the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Mi vahem yagid zot? Who among the nations could have said this? Who could have predicted that Am Yisrael would return to the land? And furthermore, v'rishonot yashmi'unu? Could any of them have told about the beginnings of the world? Could any of them have mentioned the miracles which God made at the time of creation, with which Perak Mem Gimel began? The creation of Am Yisrael, the early history that we read about in Bereshit and Shemot. Could any of the nations know about that? So the question is here, are there any of the nations who can accurately speak of the earlier events, or predicted future events? So none of them know the history of the world on the one hand, nor do any of them know the current course of events of Am Yisrael. They could not, if you'd asked them before the redemption of Am Yisrael and the Osiris Declaration, they could not have foretold the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And this in some way impugns the nation's claim to know truth. If they do not know historical truth, how do they claim to know religious and theological truth? If they do not know what has happened in the world and what will happen in the world, how can they claim to be possessors of theological truth and of an understanding of the way of gods in the world? If they do not understand the way of gods in the world, perhaps their religious beliefs are faulty. In other words, history testifies to religion. The rhetorical question, who among you knows this, can you tell of the earlier events, which the Navi asks in Pasuk Tet, is emphasized by the end of Pasuk Tet. Yitnu edehem v'yitztaku. Let them bear testimony. Let us see if they are correct in their statements. V'yitztaku here, as the Radak explains, are they tzadikim b'ma'amaram v'ne'emanim b'diburam? Are they correct in their statements and reliable in their speech? Does their speech actually testify to a certain degree of knowledge? V'yishmu'u, v'yomru emet. Can anyone say true after they will speak of their understanding of history? The Navi points out here again, they lack knowledge both of historical events and of the ability to predict the future because they were not able to predict the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Atem Edai, Pasuk Yud. Who are the correct witnesses? You, Am Yisrael, who know the history of God's relationship with Am Yisrael, who know the history of Chumash, and who understand that the outgrowth of that history is the return to Eretz Yisrael. Atem Edai Ne'um Hashem. You are my witnesses, says God. Ve'avdi asher bacharti. You are the servant whom I have chosen. Lema'an teid'u v'ta'aminu li v'tavinu kyanihu. Why are you the servant that I have chosen? In order that you know, and you rely upon me, and you understand that I am He. Lifanai lo notzar el, ve'acharai lo yiyeh. Before me there was no God, nor after me will there be a God. I am the first, I am the last. Just as I can predict the Rishonot, I know the Rishonot, I, God, know the Rishonot, I know the first events of history, and just as I, God, can predict the future events of history, the Acharonim, so too am I, God, the first and the last, and there is no God before me, nor is there any other God after me. This is, of course, an attack on Babylonian theology, the idea that there is earlier gods, gods fade and go into occlusion, and then there are later gods who come to the fore. The idea that there is only one God in all of history is a central point in these Prakim of Yeshayahu. And here he uses the history of Am Yisrael, in Perak Mem Gimel, Pesukim Aleph to Yud, he uses the history of Am Yisrael to demonstrate the singular and eternal nature of God. God is the God who controls all of history, and He is therefore the only God. This idea is emphasized again in Psukim 11 to 13, which repeat and summarize the themes seen in Psukim 1 to 10. So Psukim 11 and 13, which I will only go over very, very briefly and in summary, are a repetition and an emphasis of the themes of Psukim 1 to 10. Pasuk 11, Anochi, Anochi Hashem. Here we see one of the first cases in these Prakim of Yeshayahu, where he emphasizes the idea of Anochi, Anochi. It is me, it is me. I am Hashem, and there is no other Savior besides me. We now skip slightly and move on to Pasuk 14. Ko Amar Hashem, Goalchem Kedosh Yisrael. Lema'anchem shilachti vavela, v'horadti varichim kulam, v'chasdim ba'oniyot rinatam. Having explicated the idea that God's control over history testifies to His singular and unique nature, the Navi now goes into an explanation of why is it that the Babylonian Empire fell to Cyrus. He does this in Psukim 14 and 15, a very short unit, but a pregnant one. Ko Amar Hashem, thus says God, Goalchem, Kadosh Yisrael, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, Lema'anchem shilachti vavela, for your own sake I sent you into Bavel. The exile was connected to your own, to the desire to good, do good to Am Yisrael. In other words, I sent you into exile in order to redeem you and to create for you a glorious future. Lema'anchem shilachti bavela, the Radak here comments, ba'avuchem, kedei shetetzu mehagalut, Shalachti Koresh leBavel. For your sake, in order that you leave the exile, I sent Koresh to Bavel. And the rest of the pasuk continues in this vein. V'horadti varichim kulam. I removed all the bolts of doors. This idea of removing the bolts of doors is connected to Cyrus' propaganda. Cyrus claims that when he was able to enter the unlocked doors of the city of Bavel, the Babylonian people of Bavel removed the bolts of the doors and opened them wide so that Cyrus could enter. They did not try to protect their city from Cyrus. And God says here, you think that it was because the people of Bavel had some economic connection to Cyrus or some other religious issue? No, it was because I, God, caused them to do so. So I removed the bolts of the cities for your sake. I caused Cyrus to enter Bavel. V'chasdim ba'oniyot rinatam. The chasdim here refer to the inhabitants in southern Babylonia, the historic Chaldeans or Kasdu in Mesopotamian texts. And he speaks about how these people of southern Mesopotamia, the Shiite swamp regions are today, escaped in boats when Cyrus came. So they ran away screaming in boats. Rinatam here in the Pasuk refers to not happy cries, but sad cries. So it was for your sake that I created all this upheaval in Bavel, in order to create the conditions for your redemption. Ani Hashem Kedoshchem, I, God, am your Holy One. And we've spoken before here about how Kedosh Yisrael refers to the idea of God as the public redeemer of Israel. So I, God, am your Holy One. Borei Yisrael Malkichem, the creator of Israel, your king. This idea of Borei Yisrael ties back to the theme mentioned at the beginning of Perek Mem Gimel, the idea of God as creator of Israel, and it forms a sort of frame between the beginning of the Perek and Pasuk Tet Vav. We now move on to the last theme in the Perek, the idea that God's previous miracles will pale in comparison to his future miracles, and this ought to create a sense of loyalty to God. So Pasuk Tet Zayin now, 16. Ko amar Hashem, hanoten bayam darech, uvemayim azim nitiva. Thus says Hashem, who gives a road through the sea, a path amid the mighty waters. Right, this is the Pasuk with which we begin the prayer for kings, which some synagogues say on Shabbat morning. Hamotzi rechev vasus, Chayil v'izuz yachdav yishkevu ba yakumu da'achu kapishta chavu. So these psukim reference two acts of God. Pasuk Tetzayin, the idea that God makes a road through the sea, the opening of the Red Sea. Pasuk Yudzayin, the idea of God's ability to take mighty armies, who brings forth chariots, horses, forces and power, all together causes them to lie down, never again to rise up. They sink down, they burn out like flax that burns very, very quickly. In other words, the idea, this idea of God as the author of quick defeat to powerful armies is understood by the Mefarshim as a reference to God's defeat of Sancheriv's army, which certainly, as we spoke about, has parallels to God's defeat of Paro. And the idea here is that the reference to God as the author of miracles in previous times, the author of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the author of the defeat of Sancheriv's army. But these will pale in comparison to future miracles. Pasuk Yudchet. Al tizkiru rishonot. V'kadmoniot al titbonanu. Don't remember the first ones. Don't investigate the earlier miracles. Why? Pasuk Yutet, 19. Hinni yose hadasha, ata titzmach, halote da'uha. Behold, I am making a new act. Now it will flourish. What, don't you know it? What is it that God? What is the miracle which God will do? Af asim bamidbar derech bishimon neharot. I will make a road in the wilderness, in the desert. I will make rivers. This idea is emphasized several times in Sefer Yeshayahu. The idea of God as the author of both roads in the desert and of rivers in the dry land. is a testament to God's ability to create miracles. These acts are part of the process of return, mentioned several times by the Navi. If God can create roads in the desert and rivers in the dry land, so too can he further the process of Israel's return to Eretz Israel. And the roads and the rivers are part of the process of return. The roads seem to be part of the process of getting to Eretz Israel, and the rivers seem to be part of the process of either nurturing those who are on the way, giving them water, or more probably providing a good agricultural environment for those who are living in Eretz Israel. Pasukaf, Techabdeni chayat hasade, tanim uvnot ya'ana, ki natati vamidbar maim, neharot bishimon, lahashkot ami v'chiri. Techabdeni chayat hasade, the animals of the field will honor me. Which animals specifically? Tanim uvnot ya'ana, the jackals and the other animals of the wilderness. Not Yana are debated as to what animals they specifically indicate, but they continuously refer to the animals of the wilderness. So it's the animals of the wilderness will honor God. Why will they do so? Because God has given water in the wilderness. What is the purpose of that water? Lahashkota mi vichiri, to give water to my chosen people. The water is intended as irrigation for Am Yisrael. Now, as a side point, the animals also think this is a great thing, and they'll honor God. But the key point here is that the irrigation is done for the sake of Am Yisrael. And what is the goal of God doing so many good things for Am Yisrael? What is the goal of these miracles, which will cause the earlier miracles to pale by comparison? Amzu yat pasuk kaf alef 21, with which the after Parshas Vayikra begins. Amzu yatzarti li. Tehillati yisaperu. I created this nation for myself in order that they speak my praise. In other words, all the acts of all the miracles and all the positive things that God has done is in order that Am Yisrael should speak God's praise. The goal of Am Yisrael in the world is to recognize God's sovereignty and to speak of that sovereignty and cause other nations to recognize God. God is sovereign. Pasuk Kaf Bet. Velo oti karata Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. Now the prophet begins an indictment of Am Yisrael. You have not sufficiently recognized that you are in debt to me. You have not recognized my sovereignty. He tells the people. Velo oti karata Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. You have not called upon me, O Yaakov, nor have you sufficiently invested effort in invoking me, Yisrael. So in what way have you done this? In what way have you neglected me? Rashi comments here, you have gone after Avodah Zarah. We've become very quickly tired of Avodat Hashem. The Navi gives several examples which are interesting here. Pasuk Kaf Gimel, Lo haiveta li se'olotecha, Uzvachecha lochi bartani. You have not properly honored me by sacrifices. You have not brought me the lambs of your offering, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. Lo hevarticha b'mincha velo hogaticha bilvona. I have not caused you to tire yourselves out with meal offerings, nor with spice offerings. This idea that Am Yisrael has not sufficiently invested effort and tired itself out with offerings is contrasted in Pasuk Kaf Dalet with what seems to be the rhetorical point here. Hevartani bechatotecha, hogatani ba'avonotecha. You have made me tired with your sins. You have made me weary with your iniquities. The idea of making God tired here is obviously rhetorical and not literal. But the idea of Am Yisrael as having done far too much in the way of sins, rather than recognizing their debt to God and recognizing that one way of expiating that debt and expiating the their sins and actively recognizing God as their sovereign is through sacrifices done with correct intent. Nevertheless, the prophet offers the possibility here that Am Yisrael can expiate their sins, and that is in Pasuk Kaf Hei, and that is the last Pasuk which I will discuss here. Anochi, Anochi, hu mochef sha'echa lema'ani. It is even I, God says, who erases your sins for my sake. In other words, I will erase your sins. For whose sake will I erase your sins? For my own sake. V'chatotecha lo ezkor. And your sins I will erase as well. The idea of Anochi, Anochi, the double nature of Anochi here, is explained by the Radak as follows. I am the one who erased the sins of the generation of the desert, generation which first encountered the, which was first given the commandment to sacrifice, and I am the ones who will erases sins in every generation. God says here, lema'ani, for my own sake. Why do I, God, erase your sins? Shelo yuchulal shmi vachem imachale etchem, because in order that my name not be desecrated by means of you, should I destroy you. This idea is one that Moshe invokes in his prayer for Bnei Yisrael in Parshat Ki Tisa, in the Torah, in Sefer Shemot, chapters 32-34, where Moshe prays, let not, God, do not destroy Am Yisrael, for if you do that, it will in some way sully your reputation, and you will seem to, in some way, you will appear to the nations to be not having the power to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So God says here, for my sake, I erase your sins. Why is that I erase your sins for my sake? In order that you not be destroyed, in order that my reputation not be sullied. And this idea of Am Yisrael here, and God's relationship with Am Yisrael, serving the goal of advancing God's reputation, serving the goal of achieving recognition of God as sovereign of the world, is one which we've found several times as a repeated theme in this prophecy.